broadcasting around the entire world. From Austin, Texas, via Simplecast, and supported by listeners like you. Bitcoin, billions, stellar, trading, mining, markets, FUD, sharing, forks, millions, bytes, wise. Keeping you up to date on everything crypto. Welcome to Thriller News. Now here is your host, Carl Gonzalez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world. My name is Carl Gonzalez. Today is March 25th, 2019, and we have some Apple news. Yeah, that's right. They're creating their own credit card, and people are saying it's the future of credit. Let's jump into crypto top stories.
Crypto top stories.
Apple Card for you, Apple Card for me. That's right. So they're building on the success of the Apple Pay platform, and they just announced that the Apple Card will be available in 40 countries by the end of 2019. Apple Card, which consists of both a service and a sleek, thin titanium card, dispenses with the usual confusion around credit cards to simplify and streamline financial transactions, as well as create an experience unlike any other card on the planet. So they introduced 5 points to make its new credit card unlike any other. Simple application, done right on the iPhone, no fees, lower interest rates, clear rewards programs, privacy and security, and of course, it starts with the iPhone. So the moment you sign up, the entire process is done through the iPhone, so no Android users. But Apple says your application will be approved within minutes. And since most of your purchase will be done within the Apple Pay app, you won't have to wait to use your card either. As soon as you're approved, the Apple Card will appear in the wallet app and you'll be able to start using it wherever Apple Pay is accepted. Of course, they kind of create some healthy financial charts to allow you to understand where all your money's being spent and your money's being saved. And probably the coolest feature that everybody on Twitter is talking about is the physical card you get. So in true Apple fashion, it's minimal and gorgeous, but how it looks is a small part of the appeal. If you lose it, you won't have to worry about canceling your card or changing your number. The Apple Card has no card number, no CVV, no expiration date, and no signature. As Steve Jobs would probably say, it just works. So of course, this is being issued by Goldman Sachs. And they are also taking a hands-off approach to your personal information. Since all payment tracking is using on-device intelligence, Apple will never know what you bought, where you bought it, or what you paid. And Goldman Sachs promises to never share or sell your data to third-party vendors. Of course, everybody's saying this is the future of credit, but it won't be available until summer. And when I actually took a look at the, you know, because there's always really small details. And of course, if you look at the Apple website, it says everything's subject to credit approval and there's a subject to credit limit. An Apple Cash Card is required, so you'd have to sign up for that. And if you do not have a cash card, daily cash can't be applied by you as a credit on your statement balance. So another thing they said as well is for every purchase you make, you get 1 to 2 or 3% back depending if you're using the card or you're using your iPhone and paying through Apple Pay. And of course, variable APRs range from 13 to 24% based on credit worthiness. And of course, the last piece of hidden kind of information that they put on the website is late or missed payments will result in additional interest accumulating towards your balance. That's something they left out of the keynote. And interest estimates are based on your posted account balance at the time of the estimate and do not include pending transactions or any other purchases you make before the end of the billing period. And of course, they're using MasterCard as their fiat gateway around the world. And of course, we know Goldman Sachs and former partner Mike Novogratz, now CEO of crypto investment firm Galaxy Digital, they just recently invested in a crypto custody service called BitGo. And that was last October. So there's always a possibility Bitcoin makes its way onto the Apple Card. Who knows? But if it does, gosh, only one hop away. With that, let's get into crypto rapid fire.
Crypto rapid fire, just in case you missed it.
So what would you do to get a Bitcoin ETF proposal through the SEC? Would you rat out your friends? Would you tell everybody what's really going on? Well, Bitwise's report to the SEC suggests unregulated crypto exchanges fake 95% of Bitcoin trading volume. And this is all a report that they submitted to the SEC on March 20th in line with a rule change as part of their application to launch a Bitcoin exchange traded fund. Now, they said inside of this form, and they have the PDF online, it's for everybody to see. They said, despite its widespread use, the CoinMarketCap.com data is wrong. It includes a large amount of fake or non-economic trading volume, thereby giving a fundamentally mistaken impression of the true size and nature of the Bitcoin market. According to the analysis, the per-day Bitcoin trading volume accounted for about $6 billion in terms of spot markets. However, this figure is misleading. The report said it adds the vast majority of this reported volume is fake and or non-economic wash trading. Yeah, and they said it approximately 95% of the total volume of Bitcoin's actual market is wash trading. And our second piece of news, shipping giant UPS announces new blockchain integration aimed to increase B2B e-commerce sales. They have inked a new deal with the e-commerce company Inexception that will help it develop a platform to facilitate business-to-business sales supporting blockchain technology. The platform will be named Inexception Zip and will work as an online catalog for businesses. The shipping giant said that the integration of services is aimed to bring more B2B customers in e-commerce, claiming that the slow adoption of online selling resources can directly impact businesses and use traditional methods for selling and advertising. And in our last piece of crypto rapid fire, Bakkt Series A valuation estimated at $740 million. That's right, the highly anticipated digital assets platform spearheaded by Intercontinental Exchange reached a valuation point of $740 million in its Series A funding round. I know. It's pretty crazy because they haven't released anything yet. But Bakkt's current post-money valuation estimate of $740 million would mean that just under 25% of the shares to external investors have been sold off. Included in this list are the likes of Microsoft, Starbucks, Galaxy Digital, and Pantera Capital. Initially, it was supposed to be launched in January. Then it was supposed to be launched in March, spring, summer. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But right now, they're valued pretty high for not releasing anything just yet. And with that, let's get on to crypto YouTube. That's right. Let's do it.
Crypto YouTube. The world of crypto YouTube. The world of crypto YouTube. The world of crypto YouTube.
All right, so today's crypto YouTube video is a spectacular one. No joke. Has anybody ever told you, be serious now, that you're addicted to crypto? Well, if you are, there's a place out there that you can go to for this addiction. Check this out.
Castle Craig is a hospital in Scotland. We deal mainly in addiction. Drug addiction, alcohol, sex. We also deal with PTSD, gambling, cryptocurrency.
So I haven't seen any studies for cryptocurrency addiction. I think possibly that we're one of the first places to actually acknowledge that there is a problem there.
Can Bitcoin's rise be too good to be true?
So far this year, the price of Bitcoin has appreciated something on the order of...
Of course, the value of a Bitcoin may rise.
For Bitcoin believers, this is the future.
I didn't really know anything about Bitcoin.
The confusion about what Bitcoin is, part currency, part...
Bitcoin can be converted to cash when deposited into accounts at prices set in
online. You're not
going
to have any choice but to be using it in the future.
As soon as the funds became available, started dropping.
My advice to people is never invest in things you don't understand.
My first bet was when I was 13 years of age. I'd go to a pub with my father and I'd play a lot of pool. And it didn't matter if I won or lost. And the rush and the excitement of having it on. The first time I realized about Bitcoin and got an order of drugs from the dark web in 2015, 16, there was like 9,000 Australian dollars left in the wallet. And it was only when it was around at Christmas that it was rising up to 15,000 that I went looking for my wallet. It was valued at over 2 million bucks. And that's where I was like, hang on. Gotta go, this thing is just about to crash, it has to. I saw this price going up and up and up, and I went short in Bitcoin. 2 days before it dropped, I was betting on it every point it went down. I got on the right side of it. I made north of 500 grand on it. Just pulled off the best short of all time. Didn't last very long. Bitcoin definitely slid me in another addiction to add to the pile, me hitting my rock bottom. The core thing for me was getting the gift of desperation. And when you get the gift of desperation, really realize there's only one game in town, isn't there? And it's life. And you've no choice. You either want to live it or you don't. So it's 7 o'clock in the morning. Routine is huge for me. Every other normal person in the world dresses their bed when they get up in the morning. I can't tell you. It's quite important to just keep things going the same way as much as you can. The minute I start thinking about what I should do next, we've got a problem. I need to have the plan made from yesterday, really. I need to know what I'm doing today, and I know what I'm doing today from now until bedtime, pretty much. All good? In the castle here, it's the real detox center. I'm feeling excited about going up to meditation and having breakfast with the patients. You know, just trying to show them that there is hope. Because when I came in, I didn't think there was hope.
Yeah, it's a wonderful documentary from Motherboard, and I'll put a link in the show notes. Yeah, I would say, you know, somebody like me, I don't think I'm addicted to cryptocurrency, but you never really know until you ask people around you. I know for a fact, like, I look at this for the technology. I love talking. I love talking to people about this stuff. I don't know if that's an addiction. I find it more as an interest and kind of a really like kind of like a hobby, but a serious hobby because there's money involved. But I wouldn't call it an addiction. Not yet. Maybe October 2017 was probably when I was addicted for like a month. But all right, with that, let's go into crypto Twitter.
Crypto Twitter. Crypto Twitter.
Yeah, so this is a very first tweet that I saw come up. Apparently, Charles Hoskinson is talking about a YouTuber that called him and his company and crypto project a scam. And of course, Charles being Charles, he goes on the offensive and talks about it. Check this out.
Which have already finished them mean nothing. The postdocs we've sponsored mean nothing. The people we've trained in Ethiopia and changed their lives, and Barbados and Athens, that means nothing. It's all a scam, according to this guy. because Dan Larimer doesn't like me, and Vitalik doesn't like me or said something about me on Reddit. I mean, at some point, you have to have some goddamn empathy and humanity. And there is just absolutely none. He's bereft of it. So why validate and reward people who do that? Just so that you guys can grab some popcorn and watch? All the while, the more who do it, the more money he makes. No. That's not who I am, that's not what we're about, and that's not what we reward.
Yeah, I mean, Charles, you know, we had him on the show so many times, and we've talked about that. And this is one of the reasons why I don't partake in the whole crypto Twitter aspect of spewing negative comments or even getting riled up about anything that anybody says. I know from my early days doing this podcast and getting so much heat just by even displaying it on Reddit or sharing it with Twitter. Like, I remember the emails I would get. I remember all that stuff, all the negative hate. I just realized that it's just best not to respond to it. That's just how I do it for me. To this day, I think I get less because I don't respond to it. I think in time that happens. But I think if you, if you give them the attention they want, then I think more people come attacking you. It's just a never ending, continuation. Next up, we have Jason Williams. He says China's crypto millionaires are using Bitcoin to buy real estate abroad. He says it's getting easier to get their money out of the country using Bitcoin rather than establishing a bank account based in Hong Kong and getting their money out of the country using business channels. All right, this last one comes from Crypto News and Prices. He says, have the feeling that Apple getting behind instead of embracing crypto, they prefer to announce an old-fashioned credit card. I don't know. I would say small steps. Small steps. The fact that they partner with Goldman Sachs might be a good thing later on for Bitcoin. We'll see. Let's get into Coin 360.
Crypto 360 Weather Report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin 360. That's right. So, let's take a look at the coin market cap. Right now, we're at 138 billion. We're down 2 billion from a day ago. We got Bitcoin at 39.66. Got Ethereum at 135. We got XRP at 30 cents. Got Litecoin at $59 and EOS at $3.68. Everything's looking down for the day. Our biggest, highest gainers are Maximine Coin at 30%, Wacky Chain at 14%, BitShares at 12%, KuCoin shares $1.41 up 12%, Digitex Futures up 9% at 7 cents. If we look at our 24-hour change, biggest red indicator, got crypto.com chain. If you're still buying crypto.com chain at this point, you need to stop. It's down 17%. Seems like it's been that way for the past week. Got Digibyte, oh man, down 14% on the day at 1 penny. We got Polymath at 11 cents, down 12%. GX chain at 99 cents, down 7%. We got Power Ledger down 7% at 10 cents. Man, it's been a long time since we looked at Power Ledger. All right, and that's all we got for Coin 360. With that, let's get on to the end of the show.
Yeah.
become another Thriller News is Dunsies. Thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate you. And you just listened to Castle Beat, I Follow. Pretty awesome song, if you ask me. Even better video, actually. Okay, a couple things I want to mention. Subscribe. I need you to hit that subscribe button, because if you don't hit that subscribe button, then you'll miss a show. I know, you will. It sounds dumb, but really, it's true. And then also, make sure to leave a podcast review on iTunes, 5-star preferably. And remember, buy Bitcoin, save the world. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Par Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Par said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go, do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto, and not Par. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.